Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here for WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Eric Catterley is our studio producer back at our radio station in Portland. And Neil Spencer Engineering here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We've got a nice match coming up here, Fort Recovery and Jay County. It was senior night tonight for Fort Recovery High School because of all the COVID-19 activities, COVID-19 effects. So they're doing senior night a little earlier this year. We'll have the Fort Recovery senior night coming up right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or the prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery has just three seniors this year, and high school principal Tony Stahl introduced the seniors to the small crowd here tonight. Of course, the crowd limited due to COVID-19. Here's Mr. Stahl.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to midcourt, where we'll be recognizing our 2021 senior volleyball players coached by Mr. Travis Guggenbiller. Please welcome your Fort Recovery volleyball seniors, Paige Fortkamp, Hope Wendell, and Kiara Wendell. We will recognize Paige Fortkamp first. Paige is a four-year varsity volleyball member, and she is the daughter of Brian and Susie Fortkamp.
Paige, over there.
Next, we will honor Hope Wendell. Hope is the daughter of Don and Brenda Wendell, and she has played 2 years on JV and 2 years on the varsity volleyball team. Lastly, we will honor Kiara Wendell. Kiara played 1 year on JV and is in her third year on the varsity volleyball team. She is the daughter of Scott and Kim Wendell. Seniors, we wish you all the best of luck in the future and thank you for your dedication to the Fort Recovery Athletic Department. Can we please give our seniors one big round of applause?
There you have senior night with Mr. Tony Stahl. Very short and to the point senior night. Congratulations again to the Fort Recovery seniors. Kiara Wendell, Kiki Wendell, along with Paige Fortkamp and Hope Wendell. Jay County seniors, by the way. They have, I believe, four seniors this year. That's Elena Kunkler, Pacey Denny, along with Lyric Geringer, and also Natalie Miles, another senior member of the Jay County volleyball team here tonight. In the JV matchup, it was Fort Recovery winning in three sets. Fort Recovery won 25-18 in the first set. Jay County came back, won a very competitive second set, 26-24. A very competitive third set, tied at 13-13, and Fort Recovery ran off 10 points in a row, and that put Jay County just too far behind as Fort Recovery won the third set and the match, 25-19. Again, Fort Recovery winning first set, 25-18. Jay County winning the second set, 26-24. And Fort Recovery the third set, 25-19. Fort Recovery improves to 2-0 with the victory, and Jay County drops to 2-2 on the season. Jay County's junior varsity coached by Sarah Wink, and the Fort Recovery junior varsity coached by Rachel Klosterman. Head coaches, both new guys on the block. Amy Dillon, the new coach for Jay County, and Travis Guggenbiller, the new coach for Fort Recovery this year. We'll be back with the start of the match coming up in just a moment from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Glad you could join us for the broadcast tonight. We'll return in just a moment.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. They're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortsite Fieldhouse, the player is being introduced right now. And I'll just go down the rosters for the two teams. The visiting Jay County Lady Patriots includes Grace Brewster, Brenna Haynes, Abby Fields, Lyric Geringer, Lily Hedges, Isabel Rogers, Natalie Miles, Hannah Mullenkamp, Madison Dirksen, Elena Kunkler, Pacey Denny, and Kylie Kloffenstein. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, their varsity roster includes Kiera Wendell, Marissa Garkey, Audra Buff, Emma Collig, Madeline Kanapke, Lily Luthold, Tegan Fortkamp, Mara Pearson, Grace Klingshern, Paige Fortkamp, Allison Fullenkamp, Aubrey Kanapke, Grace Guggenbiller, Faith Wendell, Brooklyn Judy, Whitley Rammel, and Hope Wendell. So those are your rosters here this evening. We're just about set to go with the start of the match. About, I guess, around 200 people here tonight. Of course, the crowd is limited due to COVID-19. Jay County basically got some tickets just for the family members. Fort Recovery allowed a few more than that. A few of the general public here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indian cheering section. Again, Fort Recovery wins the JV match tonight. Two sets to one in a real hard-fought match. Both teams playing very well. Jay County has up on the front line here as we start. Elena Kunkler along with Natalie Miles, and also on the front is Abby Fields. Fort Recovery has Whitley Rammel up there, along with Hope Wendell. And also, the middle hitter tonight is Marissa Garkey, at least to start with here. Jay County will serve first. That's the way it is in Ohio. There's no coin toss because they want to keep contact to a minimum of the teams. So Jay County gets the first serve, and it's an ace serve for Jay County's Pacey Denny to start things off. And Jay County leads 1-0. Pacey will serve again. Here we go with the next one. It's dug out by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set. Here's a smash and a block. Looks like it was Jay County's Natalie Miles getting the block. Libero for Jay County is Brenna Haynes. And the libero for Fort Recovery is Kiki Wendell. Another service point there for Pacey Denny. Here's another good serve dug out by Denny back to the front line. Here's Miles hitting it over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell dinks it over to the Lady Patriots. Here's the set. The hit back over to Fort Recovery by Jay County's Abby Fields. Here's a dink over by Fort Recovery and a kill for Marissa Garkey. A little dink. And that makes it now 2-1. As Fort Recovery gets to serve for the first time. And Hope Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by Jay County's Elena Kunkler. Here's a smash by Miles, and she hits it through the Fort Recovery block. Give Natalie Miles a kill for the Lady Patriots. And it's 3-1 now. Jay County's up by 2 here in this first game tonight. Jay County defeated Madison Grant and Winchester this year, lost to Delta. Fort Recovery's only had one match. They defeated St. Mary's last week, 3-0. And there's an ace, another ace serve right down the line. This was by Natalie Miles. Jay County's serving is on tonight so far here early on. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Bannon would like to wish both teams the best of luck in tonight's match. Go get them, Lady Indians and Lady Patriots. Here's another good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. The hit down the line is out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. Another point for Jay County. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda, they'd love to be your family's dentists. They're on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Again, Dr. Thomas Banda wishing you and your family the best. And again, he would love to be your family's dentist. And he is taking new patients. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda. Timeout, Jay County. Might have been timeout Fort Recovery. Probably timeout Fort Recovery. Jay County's leading 5-1. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Good serve by Natalie Miles, and here with a middle hitter. Middle hitter back to Jay County. Marissa Garkey gets a kill for the Lady Indians. So side out to Fort Recovery. Here in Ohio, they do not... I'm not sure if they do this in Indiana as well, but they do not change sides because, again, they want to keep contact to a minimum between the two teams. Good serve by Fort Recovery. And the battle at the net, what are they going to say? Fort Recovery must have been in the net there. Point Jay County. 6-2, Lady Patriots leading. Going back to serve now is... Brenna Haynes, the libero for Jay County. Good serve. Here's the smash by Paige Fortkamp. Kill by Paige Fortkamp. Boy, Paige had a great year last year, and she's expected to pick up right where she left off a year ago. That's the first kill of the night for Paige, and it makes it 6-3. Side out Fort Recovery. Here's Kiki Wendell going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve and miss hit by Miles. And trying to save it was Brenna Haynes, but couldn't get the job done. And ball goes up and hits the ceiling, comes back down. And that's the point for Kiki Wendell. Give her a service point. Here's a Another good serve. Jay County gets it back over. The set by Hope Wendell. Here's Paige Forkamp on a smash and runs through the block set there by Jay County's Madison Dirksen. Paige Forkamp, another kill, another point for Kiki Wendell. That's her second here in this serve. Another good serve by Kiki. Natalie Miles up on the front line. Here's a hit back over by Jay County's Madison Dirksen. Here's the set and the smash by Marissa Garkey from the back line. Jay County plays it. A smash and a kill for Elena Kunkler. Elena Kunkler, a very tall young lady, right from the middle position there. And that makes it 7-5. Jay County's back up by two. So Fort Recovery had closed the gap there to 6-5, but now it's back to a two-point lead for Jay, 7-5. And now going back to serve for Jay County is Isabel Rogers. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set. Here's Paige Forkamp, outside hitter. A smash, and she got the kill. Great hit by Paige Forkamp. Number three for her on the kills tonight. And it's 7-6. Fort Recovery pulls back to within one. Going back to serve now is Emma Collig for the Lady Indians. Here it comes. Is it long? It's too long. A little bit too long. Almost in, but not quite. So a service error. Jay County will have the serve here. And it's going to be Grace Brewster coming in to serve for Jay County. Grace is a junior for the Lady Patriots. Jay County leads 8-6. Brewster's serve is a good one. Nice low serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. The outside hitter got the kill. That is going to be Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller. That's Grace's first kill of the evening. And it's now 8-7. Fort Recovery pulls back to within a point, and Paige Forkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here's the jump serve. It's a good one to Natalie Miles. Back to Miles. She hits it over. Now back to Jay County. Nice save there by the Lady Patriots. And here's a kill by the outside hitter, Natalie Miles, for Jay County. That's her second kill of the evening. Makes it 9-7 now. Going back to serve for Jay is Madison Dirksen. Dirksen bounces the volleyball. Here's the serve. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. To the net it goes. Here's the hit over, blocked by Jay County. Kiki Wendell on the set. Paige Forkamp, a deep hit. Jay County hits it back over, but I think they're going to call an illegal hit. Yes. I'm going to say Lily Hedges had an illegal hit there. And so that makes it 9-8, Fort Recovery. Down by just one again. Jay County jumped out to a little lead there, but Fort Recovery's fought back, and serving now is Aubrey Kanapke for Fort Recovery. Aubrey's serve is a good one. Dug out by the back line. Here's a smash by Jay County, but blocked by Fort Recovery, and now going to call a replay, I guess. I'm not sure why, but they're going to replay the point. So going back to serve again is Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Natalie Miles. A little bit out, I think. Oh, they're going to say no. No, they're going to say it was tipped. Natalie Miles gets the kill. Isabel Rogers had passed to Natalie, setting her up, and Natalie got the kill from the outside hitting position. Going back to serve now is Pacey Denny. You're listening to Fort Recovery, Jay County Volleyball. First game here just underway, 10-8. Jay County leads by two. Good serve by Jay County. A smash by Marissa Garkey. Natalie Miles passes to the net. Here's Elena Kunkler, and she gets the kill, hits it through the Fort Recovery block. Elena Kunkler. Boy, she's a force up there in the middle. So give a service point to Pacey Denny, and Pacey will serve again. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey. And taking the ball over and getting the kill is Whitley Rammel for Fort Recovery. That's Whitley's first kill of the night. She is also a tall young lady. Here comes Hope Wendell in. Going to the bench for Fort Recovery is Lily Luthold, who have been in there briefly. Hope Wendell serving for the Lady Indians. We have 11-9, Jay County, two-point lead. That's an ace serve. Hope Wendell gets an ace serve for Fort Recovery. I think that's the first ace of the night for Fort Recovery. And there, another kill. I'm going to give that to Whitley Rammel. Fort Jay County hit the ball too close to the net. Whitley Rammel was just waiting there and got the kill. It's 11-11. We're all tied. Another point there for Hope Wendell. Another good serve by Hope. Elena Kunkler on a smash. Tries to hit it through Fort Recovery. Can't do it. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will set. Marissa Garkey on an outside hit. Dug out by Jay County. Here's Miles hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Now a smash by Whitley Rammel. Another kill. Whitley Rammel gets her second kill here. Hope Wendell's been on a run here, 3 points in a row, making it a 12-11 Fort Recovery lead after the Lady Indians had trailed 11-9. Good serve again. Here's a smash by Natalie Miles right down the line. What do they say? They say it was in. Give Natalie Miles the kill. Might have been tipped. Natalie has 4 kills in this first game this evening. Natalie Miles back to serve again. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set, and a smash and a kill by Whitley Rammel. So back to side out to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey will be serving this time. She wears number 2 on her uniform. Here's a little long service error for Marissa. Gives Jay County a point. That ties up the first set here, first game here, 13-13. Now back to serve for Jay is Brenna Haynes, the libero. Dug out by Kiki Wendell on the back side. And Fort Recovery, oh, a great save there by the Lady Indians by Emma Collig. Here's a smash by Jay County by Madison Dirksen. Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp hits it back and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp on the kill for the Lady Indians. That's number 4 for her. And now Kiki Wendell will go back to serve for Fort Recovery, and that gives the Indians the lead at 14-13. Best of 5 is what we play at the varsity level here. Best of 3 at the JV level. Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight 2-1. It's a long hit out of bounds by Jay County's Madison Dirksen. Point for Fort Recovery. Kiki will serve again. It's 15-13. Here's a little soft serve, too soft. Did not get over. Service error for Kiki, and that'll go back to Jay County. Isabel Rogers will serve here for the Lady Patriots. Jay County trail is only 15-14 with the serve here. Isabel Rogers serves it over. Marissa Garkey digs it out. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp on a set by Hope Wendell, and Fortkamp gets another kill. Boy, is she something. She's going to have a great senior year. That's kill number 5 here in the first game tonight. Side out Fort Recovery again. Emma Collig goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. Here's the dink over by Jay County's Madison Dirksen, and Madison got a kill. Fort Recovery could not play that. So we're at 16-15 now. Fort Recovery leads by 1. Going out for Jay is Kylie Kloffenstein, who was in there briefly, and here comes Grace Brewster in to serve for Jay County. It is a good serve. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp to the front line. Here's the set, the dink over, and Jay County able to play it. Can they get it back over? They're going to save 4 hits on Fort Recovery. Boy, that's perplexing. 4 hits called on Fort Recovery, so Jay County gets a break there. That makes it 16-16. Give a service point to Grace Brewster, Brewster serves again. Good serve. Dug out by Emma Colley. Here's the hit back over, and it's out of bounds. On the outside hit there was Lily Luthold. So another service point there for Grace Brewster. Grace will serve again. Ace serve this time for Grace. And that makes it now Jay County leads by 2, 18-16 here. We're kind of getting down to crunch time in this first game here. Jay County at the advantage at the moment, leading by 2. And Grace Brewster will serve again. A little long, but Kiki Wendell plays it. Marissa Garkey will set for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige gets another kill. The killing machine tonight, Paige Fortkamp, with now 6 kills in the first game here. And Paige will go back to serve. It's Fort Recovery trailing by 1, Jay County 18, Fort Recovery 17. Paige Fortkamp on the serve. Here's the dig by Jay County, the hit back over by the Lady Patriots, Lily Hedges. Now Fort Recovery back over to Jay County. The dink back over by Miles. Here's the set by Colley. The smash by Paige Fortkamp, and she gets the kill. Another kill for Paige Fortkamp. Give Emma Colley the assist. Paige Fortkamp picks up a point. That's actually her first service point tonight. She'll serve again. Too long this time. Too much muscle for Paige. Goes out of bounds over the end line. Jay County gets the point. And back to serve now for the Lady Patriots is Madison Dirksen. 19-18 is the score. Jay County leads by 1. Madison Dirksen on the serve. And it's an ace right on the sideline. And Fort Recovery decided to let it go. I'm not sure they could have gotten to it anyway. And Madison Dirksen with an ace. This serve is too long this time. That gives Fort Recovery a point, and it makes it 20-19. Jay County leads by 1. Coming in to serve for the Lady Indians here is Aubrey Kanapke. We'll have the match for Fort Recovery on Thursday night. Fort Recovery at Delphus St. John's will be there to bring you the action. Here's the serve. Is that an ace? Yes. Ace serve for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. That's her first ace tonight. It's now tied at 20-20. Great game going here. Another serve. Natalie Miles plays it. There's Rogers passing over to Natalie Miles, and Natalie hits it into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Aubrey Kanapke. It's now 21-20. Jay County wants timeout. Down by 1. We'll return in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Outstanding set going here. Fort Recovery leading 21-20. These two teams played very close in the JV match also tonight, which was won by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won the first game, 25-18. Jay County came back, won the second, 26-24. And then after it was tied in the third, 13-13, Fort Recovery went on a 10-point run and won the third game and the set, and the match, 25-19. So Fort Recovery is 2-0 on the year in JV play. Jay County is 2-2. Another serve for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve. Dinking it over is Jay County's Abby Fields. Fort Recovery will play it. Marissa Garkey on the dink, and she gets the kill. Marissa Garkey with a little dink kill there. That is her third of the evening. And that's another service point for Aubrey Kanapke, and she'll serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Haynes. Rogers hits it over and gets the kill. Give the kill there to Isabel Rogers. That's her first of the evening. Makes it 22-21. Jay County draws to within 1. And will have the serve. Side out Lady Patriots, going back to serve is Pacey Denny. Up on the front, we got Jay County has Elena Kunkler, Natalie Miles, and also Abby Fields on the front line right now. Good serve. Smashed by Whitley Rammel. Haynes saves it. Here's the hit back over by Miles. Fort Recovery on the set. Here's Whitley Rammel on a smash and got the kill. Whitley Rammel, her fourth kill here in the first game. I guess Fort Recovery, a little breathing room here. We're getting down to crunch time, 23-21. Lady Indians lead by two. Travis Guggenbiller, the coach of the Lady Indians, cheering his team on. Here's Hope Wendell serving now. Good serve dug out by Jay County. There's a dink over by Elena Kunkler. Back to Jay County, back to Fort Recovery, and Kunkler gets the kill. Elena Kunkler hit it towards almost to the back line. And that wasn't exactly a thundering hit, but it's a kill. Keeps Jay County alive. That would have been a devastating point to lose there for Jay County. Fort Recovery leads by 123-22. Natalie Miles will go back to serve now for the Lady Patriots. It is a good serve. Kiki Wendell will pass to Hope Wendell, who sets. Whitley Rammel, cross-court hit. Is it out of bounds? Yep. Whitley Rammel hits it out of bounds. That ties it up, 23-23. Give Natalie Miles a service point. Here comes the next serve. This is a crucial one. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Smashes and hits it through the block by Elena Kunkler and Abby Fields. Whitley Rammel with the kill. And Fort Recovery with a big advantage now, leading 24-23. Here's a game point. And going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Madeline Kanapke. Good serve dug out by Jay County. The set. Here's Elena Kunkler dinking it over. A save by Whitley Rammel. Oh, no, that's Hope Wendell on the save. Here's a smash by Natalie Miles. It's in. Natalie Miles right at the back line. Got the kill for Jay County. That makes it tied at 24-24. Now, you have to win by two in this varsity play. Well, at either level, you have to win by two. So somebody's going to need to score some points here. Here's Haynes serving for Jay County. It's a good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Forkamp and smashes it through the block of Madison Dirksen. Paige Forkamp, another kill for her. That is number eight, believe it or not, for Paige Forkamp here. And that gives Fort Recovery a 25-24 lead. Here's Kiki Wendell, good serve. Here's the set for Jay County, and Elena Kunkler hits it through the block of Fort Recovery and gets the kill. Neither side wants to flinch here. It's tied at 25-25. In for Jay is Isabel Rogers to serve here, a key service point. New coach Amy Dillon must have a lot of faith in Isabel. Good serve. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Forkamp. And Paige hits it off of Jay County's Isabel Rogers and out of bounds. Paige Forkamp, another kill. Number nine in this first game. Goodness. Back to serve for Fort Recovery's Emma Colley. 26-25, Fort Recovery by one. A point here will win it for him. And Jay County keeps it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. Oh! Isabel Rogers hit that back over her head and got the kill. How about that? That was a big play there for Jay. That ties it up at 26 all. And now coming in to serve is Grace Brewster. Well, this is a big win here. Whoever wins this game, getting off to a 1-0 lead. Grace Brewster, good serve. Here is the dink by Paige Forkamp. Is it in or out? No, it's out. Paige Forkamp hits it out. Give a service point to Grace Brewster. And now Jay County has game point coming up, leading 27-26. Good serve dug out by Kiki. Here's Colleague with the set for Paige Wendell. Paige a little dink and got the kill. Instead of her thundering hit that time, a little finesse there for Paige Forkamp and got the kill. We're tied up again, 27-27. Paige Bortkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Coming to you tonight from the Fort Side Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And service error. Oh, my goodness. Service error for Paige Bortkamp. And that gives Jay County a one-point lead. Going back to serve now is Madison Dirksen for Jay County. Timeout's called for Fort Recovery. So timeout on the court. Jay County leads 28-27 with the serve coming up.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, great game going on here. Who's going to crack first? Right now, Jay County with the advantage, leading 28-27. And with the serve here, Madison Dirksen with the serve. Huge serve for Jay. Madison, a junior on this team, good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Colleague will set for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey hits it through the Jay County block for the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill. That is her fourth of the game. And makes it 28-28. We're all tied up again. Going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Aubrey Kanapke. Here's the serve, out of bounds by Aubrey. Service error in Jay County again with the advantage, leading 29-28. What a game. Jay County 29, Fort Recovery 28. Looks like it's going to be A.C. Denny coming in to serve for Jay County. Again, Amy Dillon, the head coach, her first year coaching Jay County at the varsity level. Same with Travis Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Here's the serve by Pacey Denny. It's a good one. Paige Bortkamp up to the middle. Here's Whitley Randall on the smash, but Jay County plays it. Natalie Miles gets it back over. Whitley Randall tries to save it, hits it out of bounds, and it's 30-28. No. Take that back. What's the ruling? They're going to give the point to Fort Recovery. So we're tied up again, 29-29. I'm not sure what the call was by the official, but the net official overruled the other official. So here's the serve by Fort Recovery's Hope Wendell. We're tied, 29-29. Dink over by Elena Kunkler. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Kiki Wendell back to Jay County. The dig on the back line. Here's Pacey Denny setting for Natalie Miles, and Natalie got the kill. 30-29 now. Jay County back to a lead. What a match. You thought it was over a moment ago. It looked like Jay County had won 30-28, but the official said, I don't know what her call was, but gave the point to Fort Recovery. And so Natalie Miles back to serve. Game point for Jay County. Here's the serve. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Marissa Garkey to the middle. Paige Bortkamp hits it over. A block by Elena Kunkler. A kill by Elena Kunkler. And Jay County wins game one. Elena Kunkler gets the game-winning kill, 31-29. The score, Jay County wins game number one. Wow, what a terrific game that was. Both teams had their opportunities to win, but Jay County prevailed in the end, winning 31-29. Just real quickly, some of the leaders there. Natalie Miles had 8 kills for Jay County. Elena Kunkler had 5 kills, including the game winner. Fort Recovery, Paige Bortkamp had a total of 10 kills. 10 kills for Paige Bortkamp in the first game. Wow. Whitley Ramel had 5, and Marissa Garkey had 4. We'll be back with game 2 coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hey, Mark, have you heard about Cooper Farms' new giveaway?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Well, if you bring in a load of corn to Cooper Farms, you can enter yourself into their turkey basket giveaway. There's all kinds of turkey-related goodies like turkey jerky, snack sticks, and some delicious seasoning for turkey burgers. I was able to sign up today when I hauled in a load of corn. So, Mark, you better sell some loads of corn to Cooper Farms to be entered into their turkey basket giveaway.
I most definitely will have to do that. Thanks, Lindsay, for the insight.
This message was brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder that we'll be following Fort Recovery Thursday at Delphus St. John's. You can hear the match here on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then Saturday, we originally were going to be at the St. Henry Invitational, but that has been canceled. I'm not sure what all the reasoning was for that, but anyway, it's been canceled, so we will not have that on the radio on Saturday. Just the Delphus St. John's match, which is a big conference match on Thursday. Be Fort Recovery's first conference match of the year. Fort Recovery plays football Friday night against the Parkway Panthers at Parkway. So far, Jay County has not been able to pick up a football game for this Friday, so might be a long Labor Day weekend for Jay County football. We'll see if Jay County can come up with a last-minute game or not, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but it might. So we'll hold out hope still. Here we go with game two. I hope it's not like the first game. It'll wear me out. Hope Wendell, good serve to start the game two, and Jay County hits it out of bounds. Hope Wendell with a service point. We do not change sides like normally we do when we switch games because of trying to keep the contact between the two teams down. And Fort Recovery cannot get the ball over after return by Jay County, so Jay County picks up a point. It's tied at 1-1. And Pacey Denny will go back to serve now for the Lady Patriots. On the back line back there is Grace Brewster and also Brenna Haynes. Here's the serve by Jay County. Good. Hope Wendell will set. Whitley Rammel, a smash blocked by Elena Kunkler. Here's a smash, and Jay County able to block it. Marissa Garkey trying to hit it through the Jay County block, couldn't get it done. Oh, I take that back. She did get it done. Boy, I'm missing something here. Give Marissa Garkey a kill on that one. And here's a serve by Fort Recovery by Madeline Kanapke, and it's served out of bounds. So service error for Fort Recovery. And that ties it up at two apiece. Natalie Miles goes back to serve for Jay County. Jay County won the first game, 31-29. Here's Natalie Miles, good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a smash and got the kill. Rammel right at Natalie Miles, and Natalie just couldn't quite get it where she wanted to. Give Whitley Rammel another kill. And for Whitley, that is number six on the night. Here's Kiki Wendell going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Kiki, dug out by Jay County. And nobody was there to help. Natalie Miles dug it out, but nobody was watching. And so it falls on the floor. Give Kiki, I guess you'd have to rule that as an ace serve. Now the officials going out and cleaning up the perspiration on the floor. These girls are working hard out there, that's for sure. Now the officials talking to the captains of both teams. I don't know what about. Wish we had a microphone we could hear that, but we don't. Now we're set to go again. Kiki Wendell will serve again. Jump serve. Played by Jay County, by Kylie Kloffenstein is in there. Here's Elena Kunkler hitting it back over her head. And Paige Wendell tries to dink it over. Back to now what? Somebody must have been an illegal hit. Point Fort Recovery. That makes it 5-2. Lady Indians leading by 3 here. And this time a service error by Kiki. That's been one of the Achilles heels for the Lady Indians tonight. This too many service errors. Jay County really hasn't had that many. So that hurt. Certainly that hurt Fort Recovery in the first game tonight. Brenna Haynes will serve for Jay County. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. And boy, look out! When that happens, Hope Wendell feeds Paige Fortkamp on the outside as an outside hitter. She is super dangerous. Kill for Paige Fortkamp. Number 11 on the night. Give Hope Wendell another assist. Back to serve for Fort Recovery's Emma Colling. Fort Recovery leads 6-3. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Madison Dirksen, and Madison hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Emma Colling again serving here for Fort Recovery. It's an error, another service error for the Lady Indians. That's their problem tonight so far. It's about all. Otherwise, they're playing very well. Here is Isabel Rogers going back to serve for the Lady Patriots. Isabel is a junior on this squad. Paige Fortkamp back, and Isabel Rogers can't play it, and Paige Fortkamp gets another kill, number 12 on the night. My goodness. And Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve. We're only in the second game here. Fort Recovery leads 8-4. And good serve. A serve right at Madison Dirksen. Madison couldn't play it. Paige Fortkamp gets an ace serve to go along with all of her kills. Timeout Jay County. Jay County trails 9-4 here in the second game. Patriots need to come back. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just down the street from right here where we're at Fort Recovery High School. Fort Recovery, Jay County, and volleyball this evening. Hope you're enjoying the match. I know a lot of you couldn't get tickets because of the ticket limits. So we hope you're enjoying the broadcasts. These two teams usually play a pretty good match, and we've got one going tonight. Fort Recovery trailing 1-0, but leads here in the second game, 9-4. And Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve again here. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Natalie Miles passing to Isabel Rogers. Dinking it over is Madison Dirksen. Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp hits from the back line. Gets it back to Jay. Madison Dirksen on a smash and got the kill. Deflected off of one of the Lady Indians. Madison Dirksen with her second kill of the evening. And that gives Jay County side outs and makes the score 9-5. Fort Recovery leads by 4, and going back to serve is Grace Brewster. Good serve by Grace, dug out by Kiki Wendell. Here's the dink over by Marissa Garkey, Jay County plays it. Smashed by Natalie Miles. And a block for Fort Recovery. I'm pretty sure that was Lily Luthold with the block. Lily's a junior on this Fort Recovery team. That makes it 10-5. Side out Fort Recovery. Going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Aubrey Kanapke. She's served a few times here this evening. Has a couple of service points and an ace. Good serve there. Here's a smash by Natalie Miles and did not hit it over. Point Fort Recovery. Pretty sure she hit that in the net. Didn't even get it over the net. So give the service point there to Aubrey Kanapke. Another serve by Aubrey. Dug out by Haynes on the back line. Here's the hit over by Jay County by Madison Dirksen. And Marissa Garkey, I think she tried to pass to Whitley Rammel, but it was a sideways, went sideways on her. And point Jay County. Madison Dirksen wearing number 11 will go back to serve now for Jay. It's too long. Too much muscle. Her dad must have been having her have a bale hay lately. Too much muscle there for Madison. So Hope Wendell goes back to serve. It is a good serve, and it's an ace serve. Say Natalie Miles actually mishit that. I'm going to go ahead and give Hope Wendell an ace serve on that, which will be her second of the evening. Fort Recovery starting to pull away here, leading 13-6 in this second game. Here's the set, and Natalie Miles dinks it over, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Passing that to Natalie was Isabel Rogers, but Natalie couldn't keep it in bounds. Hope Wendell, another service point. Serves again. Jay County having trouble. Isabel Rogers gets it over. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Got the kill. Kill number 7 for Whitley Rammel. Timeout Jay County. Jay County's in serious trouble now. Trailing big time here in the second game. 15 for Fort Recovery and 6 for the Lady Patriots of Jay County. We'll be back. Timeout Jay County.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hope you're enjoying the match tonight between Jay County and Fort Recovery in high school volleyball, whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on the radio station WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. If you've tuned in for Reds baseball, that's being heard on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM for Reds baseball tonight. Thank our studio producers, Neil Spencer, here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly at our Portland studios. Here's Hope Wendell serving again. It is a good serve, and Jay County's having some problems. Natalie Miles tries to hit it over and can't get it over the net. Jay County's chins are dropping here a little bit here. Another service point for Hope Wendell. Makes it 16-6 now. Lady Patriots down by 10. Hope Wendell, good serve to the net, but unfortunately too far to the net. And Jay County couldn't play it out of the net. Hope Wendell, another service point. Hope will serve again. Lady Indians leading 17-6. There's the dig by Natalie Miles and the pass to the net and not able to get there was, I don't know who that player is. They're not on the roster. Sorry about that. And here's a serve that is out of bounds by Hope Wendell. Service error. So So Jay County will get the serve side out. Pacey Denny and the Lady Patriots need to be making a move right now or they're not going to get back in this game. They're trailing 18-7. Pacey Denny, good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Whitley dinks it over. Jay County plays it. Smashed by Jay County's Abby Fields, played by Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets a kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill. And that is her sixth kill of the evening, making it 19-7 now. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Madeline Kanapke. And is it in or not? Yes. Right on the line for Madeline Kanapke for an ace serve. 20-7. Well, this looks like, barring a major comeback by Jay County, put this in the books for Fort Recovery. They're way ahead here in game two, 20-7. Good serve dug out by Jay County. Here's the set. Elena Kunkler on the smash and did not hit it over. Point Fort Recovery. Point for Madeline Kanapke. Service point for Madeline. 21-7 now. Here's Madeline's serve. Service error. There's the bugaboo for Fort Recovery. Service error making it 21-8, and Jay County has side out. Grace Brewster will leave, and reporting in is Kylie Kloppenstein, who will play up on the front line. Natalie Miles will serve for Jay County, and it's a good one. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp. Coming up from behind at the middle position, and Paige Fortkamp drills it down on the floor for another kill for Paige. That is number 13 for Paige tonight, but she had 10 in the first game. Here's a good serve by Kiki Wendell. Fort Recovery leads 22-8. Jay County gets it back over. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. Pacey Denny passes it off. Natalie Miles, here's a hit over by Kloppenstein. Jay County gets it back from Paige Fortkamp, and Fortkamp shoves it down their throat for another kill. 14th kill of the night for Paige Fortkamp. It's 23-8 now. Another service point for Kiki Wendell. And Kiki will serve again. Dug out by Brenna Haynes. Pacey Denny. Here's Natalie Miles hitting it back and got it in there for the kill. Give Natalie the kill. That was a nice hit right back in the corner. For Natalie, she has 2, 4, 6, 7 kills on the night so far for Natalie Miles to lead Jay County in that category. Brenna Haynes will go back to serve the libero for Jay County. It's a good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell passing over to Fort Recovery's Emma Collig, and she got the kill. Emma Collig with the kill, and that makes it 24-9 now. Fort Recovery cruising along here, and to serve the game point is Emma Collig. Smashes that basketball on the floor. Here comes the serve. It's an ace serve for Emma Collig, and that's your game, 25-9. 25-9, Fort Recovery comes back to easily win the second game. And the Lady Indians have tied it up here, one game apiece. That means we're going to go at least four tonight. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved,
I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kopp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Safety Man here. Ta-da!
Hey, Safety Man, what time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
Back at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, I checked on Jay County's number two, who is not on my roster, and number two for Jay County is Madison Brunswick. So she was in there briefly in that second game, and I'll know her when she comes back in. Madison Brunswick, number two for the Lady Patriots. She is not on the printed roster, nor was she on the list of players when I went and checked with the scorekeeper. So they snuck her in there on me. Here we go with game three. A key game here. Whoever wins this one will have the advantage. And Jay County will serve here. Again, in Ohio this year, the visiting team automatically serves first, and then they rotate back and forth. And we do not change sides on games like we used to, just to keep the contact between the players at a minimum. Here's Brenna Haynes serving for Jay County. No, I'm sorry, that's Grace Brewster serving for Jay County, who's playing the libero spot right now. Here's the dink over by Madison Dirksen, and Fort Recovery hits it back and got the kill. Jay County hit it out of bounds. So Fort Recovery takes a 1-0 lead and gets side out for the first time. Thanks to our sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast make it possible for us to be here doing the match. Hope Wendell, a good serve. There's Grace Brewster to the net. And a smash by Madison Dirksen, and Madison gets a kill for Jay County. Madison kill number three for her. Going back to serve now is Isabel Rogers. Rogers serves. Hope Wendell will set. Whitley Rammel over to Jay County. Tipped back over by Pacey Denny. And there's a block by Madison Dirksen of Jay County. That's her first block of the evening. That makes it 2-1. No, she must have hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets the point. Take the block away. Back to serve is Madeline Kanapke for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's Madison Dirksen on a smash, and she gets the kill this time. So Madison with her fourth kill of the evening there. Makes it 2-2. We're all tied up. Here is Brenna Haynes going back to serve now for Jay County. Brenna started at the libero position, but they switched over to Grace Brewster. To Hope Wendell, a hit by Whitley Rammel, and Whitley got the kill. That's just a little shy of Grace Brewster, and Grace couldn't get to it. Give Whitley Rammel kill number What is that? 2, 4, 6, 8. 8 kills now for Whitley. Kiki Wendell back to serve. It's 3-2. Fort Recovery leads by 1. Good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes. And a little dink right over at the net by Pacey Denny on the second hit. Pacey gets the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. And that makes it 3-3. We're all tied up. Here's Madison Dirksen on the serve. It's good. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp. The Hope Wendell back to Paige Fortkamp. Dinks it over. And Jay County saves it. Isabel Rogers saved that one. Back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp on a smash and hits it right through the Jay County block. Give Paige Fortkamp another kill. Number 15. 15 on the night already for Paige Fortkamp. Back to serve for Fort Recovery. Emma Colley gets 4-3. Nobody wants to take charge here in this second game. Fort Recovery leads 4-3. Good serve. Here's Jay County's Pacey Denny. Passing over to Natalie Miles from the outside hitting position. And Natalie gets the kill. Natalie Miles with kill number 8. And makes it 4-4. Here's Pacey Denny on the serve. We're all tied up. Good serve over. And Fort Recovery got the kill that time out of Emma Colleague, hitting it over on the second hit. Emma rushed to the net like she was going to set, and instead she just hit it over and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. It's 5-4. Lady Indians lead by 1. It's an ace serve for Paige Fortkamp. There you go, Paige. That is her second ace serve of the evening. Her third service point. Paige will serve again. Let serve there went over, which is legal. Here's Elena Kunkler on the hit back to Fort Recovery, dug out by Kiki. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey, and Marissa Garkey hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Correction, sorry, point Jay County. Makes it 6-5 now. Fort Recovery still leads by 1. Jay County picks up the point there. And Natalie Miles will go back to serve for Jay. Here's a good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Here's the outside hit by Guggenbiller. Here's Alana, or I'm sorry, that was, yes, Elena Kunkler on the hit in the middle and got the kill. Elena was kind of missing an action there in that second game. Didn't get too many opportunities. 6-6, we're all tied up and give Natalie Miles a service point. Good serve. Nice serve there. Fort Recovery's Kiki Wendell dug it out. Here's Marissa Garkey getting a set and kills. And the kill for Marissa Garkey. Number 7 for Marissa. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Fort Recovery. Going back to serve now is going to be Aubrey Kanapke. We're in the third game, tied at 1 apiece. Fort Recovery leads here in this third game, 7-6. Good serve. Elena Kunkler hits it too hard. Out of bounds for Elena Kunkler. Point Fort Recovery. Service point for Aubrey Kanapke. She'll serve again. This is a very key game here. Good serve dug out by Natalie Miles to the net. Pacey Denny sets for Elena Kunkler. Kunkler on the hit over the middle. Now Whitley Ramel back to Jay County. Jay County saves it. Here's a hit by Elena Kunkler, and Elena gets the kill. Let's see. Elena has 2, 4, 6, 7 kills on the night now. Now back to serve is Grace Brewster, a service error. Service error for Grace in the net. So that gives the point to Fort Recovery. Here comes Hope Wendell in to serve for the Lady Indians. Lady Indians are 1-0 on the year. They beat St. Mary's three games to none to open up the year over at St. Mary's last Tuesday. Good serve. Elena Kunkler on the hit, got the kill. Elena Kunkler on another kill, number 8 for her. and makes it 9-8. A one-point lead for Fort Recovery. Back to serve now is Pacey. No, that's Isabel Rogers, my correction. Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell and to Marissa Garkey. Marissa on the outside hit. Got the kill. Marissa Garkey. Kill number 8 for her. It's 10-8 now. Fort Recovery leads by 2. That's about as most, the most, the largest lead by Fort Recovery so far. 2 points in this game. Good serve. And Whitley Rammel hit the ball back at Jay County as it came over the net. Rammel with another kill. Give a service point to Fort Recovery's Madeline Kanapke. Makes it 11-8. Kanapke on the serve, dug out by Grace Brewster. Here's Madison Dirksen, a little dink over, but hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Fort Recovery's Madeline Kanapke. 12-8 now. Here's the serve, dug out by Grace Brewster. Pacey Denny passing. Isabel Rogers hits it over. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Give Hope Wendell another assist. Whitley Rammel, kill number 10. Hope Wendell has a whole bunch of assists tonight. I don't keep that statistic, but she has a ton of them. We'll be back. Timeout, Jay County. Fort Recovery's taken a 5-point lead, 13-8 here in this third game with both teams, one game so far apiece tonight.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, 13-8. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we'll both have the match on Thursday again with Fort Recovery at Delta St. John's on Thursday night. Have to make the long trip up to Delphus for that one. Another serve by Fort Recovery by Madeline Kanapke, a good one. Back over to Jay. Here's the set. Look out. Oh, saving it there was Madison Dirksen. Kiki Wendell saves it back to Jay County. Here's the set. A smash by Madison Dirksen. Pacey Denny gets the assist. And Madison Dirksen got a kill for Jay County. And that makes it now 13-9. Jay County desperately needed that one. Here's Brenna Haynes in to serve for Jay County. Brenna's only a freshman. Good serve, dug out by Kiki Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Forkamp. Another Hope Wendell assist. Man, is she ever racking them up. And so is Paige Forkamp racking up the kills. That is number 16 now for Paige Forkamp in the kill department tonight. Kiki Wendell. Good serve, dug out by Brenna Haynes. Here's Pacey Denny passing to Natalie Miles. Natalie hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell picks up a service point. Lady Indians lead by 6 now here in this third game, 15-9. Here's the dig by Brenna Haynes to the front line. Pacey Denny will set for Madison Dirksen. A block. They're going to call. Going to call 4 hits on Jay County? Really? Boy, I don't get that one. Fort Recovery gets the point. Kiki Wendell picks up a service point. Another good serve by Kiki. Here's Madison Dirksen passing over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell. And they're going to say Hope was in the net. Point for Jay County. Boy, that was just barely. Barely in there. I wouldn't have called it myself, but 16-10. Jay County picks up a point and the serve. Madison Dirksen, ace serve off of Paige Forkamp. Madison Dirksen, an ace serve. And that makes it 16-11 now. Jay County can get right back in this game here if Madison can keep it going. Another good serve. Saved by Kiki, but off the bank board and down on the floor. And I'm just going to go ahead and give Madison another ace serve on that one. 16-12, Jay County down by four. Madison Dirksen will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Marissa Garkey to Kiki Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp gets the kill. Paige Fortkamp does it again. Seventeen kills on the night now for Paige. We're in game three here. She's going to have 20 kills before game three is over. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's Brenna Haynes back and hits it out of bounds. Serving, by the way, for the Lady Indians now is Emma Collig, and that's her second service point of the night. Makes it 18-12, Lady Indians leading by six. Good serve, and Brenna Haynes can't handle it. Ace serve for Emma Collig. She'll serve again. Emma's a junior on this Fort Recovery team. And another ace serve. That hit the top of the net, popped up in the air, and just dribbled over the net on the other side. Again, those did not used to be legal, but they are these days. And it's 20-12. Fort Recovery has taken an 8-point lead. Timeout, Jay County. Jay County trails 20-12 here in game three.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Jay County had an exciting win in the first game, winning by a 31-29 margin, but Fort Recovery dominated game two, winning 25-9, and right now it's about the same for Fort Recovery. They're leading 20-12 here in game two. In game three. So a win here, of course, by Fort Recovery would give them a 2-1 lead in this match, and that's pretty hard to overcome for Jay County. It can be done. Here's a good serve by Collig again. Hitting it back is Natalie Miles. Fort Recovery sets for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige gets another kill. Paige Fortkamp, another kill. That's number 18 for Paige. I'm going to run out of room here on my kill line. Another service point for Emma Collig, by the way, and this time she hits it too long. Service error, and again, that's been their only glaring problem tonight that I've seen from Fort Recovery. Too many service errors. Casey Denny will go back to serve for Jay County. Jay trails by 8, 21-13 here. Now the official goes out to clean up the floor again. And he's satisfied. The floor is now dry. So here we go with the serve by Pacey Denny. Fort Recovery won the JV match 2-1. A good serve. Hit back over by Guggenbiller. Here's the set for Jay County. Natalie Miles hits it in the net. Service point for Fort Recovery. So Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 22-13, lead of 9 points. Another service error for Paige. I think that's her third of the night, but I'm not gonna throw her to the wolves. She has almost 20 kills. Jay County side out coming in to serve for Jay is going to be Lyric Geringer. Gehringer's good serve. Dug out by Paige Forkamp. Colleg will give set for Guggenbiller, and she hits it out of bounds. Grace Guggenbiller hits it out of bounds. Grace is a junior for this Fort Recovery team. Give a service point there to Lyric Gehringer. I think that was her first serve of the night, actually. Here is Marissa Garkey, gets another kill. Marissa Garkey also has a bunch of kills. That's number 9 for her this evening. And going back to serve now for the Lady Indians is going to be Aubrey Kanapke. Fort Recovery leading 23-15. Good serve dug out by Grace Brewster. Here's Elena Kunkler on a hit over the middle and got the kill. She's been quiet for a little while there. Elena Kunkler gets the kill. That is number 9 for her this evening. Again, she leads Jay County in that department. Natalie Miles has 8 kills. Grace Brewster serves again. Good serve. Back to Jay County. Here's Kloffenstein trying to hit it over the net and instead hit the top of the net and fell down on the Jay County side. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. And they lead now 24-16. Here's your game point for this third game. Fort Recovery will take a 2-1 lead here with this win. Hope Wendell serving and Jay County having trouble, but Madison Dirksen's at the net, and they're going to say Jay County hit the ball 4 times. Boy, I don't know about that. 25-16 is the final. Fort Recovery wins game 3, 25-16 over the Jay County Lady Patriots. Fort Recovery now taking a commanding 2-1 lead here in this match. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or the prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, ready for game 4 here in this match between Jay County and Fort Recovery. A must-win for Jay County, obviously. Fort Recovery wins this game, it's over. Pacey Denny will set for Jay County. to Natalie Miles. Miles hits it back over. Here's a deep hit by Paige Voorkamp, and another kill for Paige. Goodness sakes. That is number 19 for Paige Voorkamp. She didn't get to 20 like I thought she might by the end of the third game there, but she's close. Here's Hope Wendell serving. Good serve dug out by Elena Kuntler to the front line. Pacey Denny sets for Natalie Miles. Miles on the hit. Fort Recovery able to play it. Here's Marissa Garkey. Passing back over to Jay County. Battle at the net. Jay County with it. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Voorkamp up on the front line to Wendell. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey gets another kill. And Hope Wendell, another assist for Hope. When you see the totals for Hope Garkey, they're going to be, the assist totals are going to be amazing for her. I'm sorry, for Hope Wendell, I meant to say there. Hope Wendell serving again. And a good serve. And Marissa Garkey gets the kill. Another kill for Marissa Garkey. Another service point for Hope Wendell. Here's serve by Hope, dug out by Grace Brewster. Here's the hit back over by Jay County. There's a kill. Abby Fields gets her first kill of the evening. Abby's only a sophomore. 3-1. Fort Recovery leads by 2 points. Here is Pacey Denny for Jay County. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Here's Whitley Ramel on the hit back to Jay. Dug out there by Brenna Haynes. Smash by Natalie Miles, played by Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. A block for Jay County's Elena Kunkler. Elena gets a block, which for her tonight is, that's her first one, believe it or not. I may have missed one or so in there. Pacey Denny gets the service point. Good serve again. Hope Wendell sets for Whitley Ramel, blocked by Elena Kunkler. Hope Wendell will set Whitley Ramel, another block. Hope Wendell passing to Paige Voorkamp, hits it over, another block by Elena Kunkler. And this time, Marissa Garkey finally gets the kill for Fort Recovery. I think they've, Lady Indians know to try to keep it away from Elena Kunkler. Elena's such a tall young lady. Hard to hit it over past her. 4-2. Fort Recovery leads by 2, and going back to serve is Madeline Kanapke. Madeline's serve is good. Dug out by Brenna Haynes to Pacey Denny. Here's Elena Kunkler on the hit. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Voorkamp. Voorkamp smashes it off of Grace Brewster for another kill. And that was number 20 of the night right there. Number 20 for Paige Voorkamp. Another service point for Madeline Kanapke. She serves again. Battle at the net. And a kill for Fort Recovery. That was a block. And I'm honestly not sure who had that, so I won't give anybody a mysterious credit there. Another serve for Madeline Kanapke. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Ramel. And Whitley smashes it right in front of Brenna Haynes for kill number 11 for Whitley Ramel. Jay County calls time as they quickly are down here in this fourth game, 7-2 to Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
Hey, Mark, have you heard about Cooper Farms' new giveaway?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Well, if you bring in a load of corn to Cooper Farms, you can enter yourself into their turkey basket giveaway. There's all kinds of turkey-related goodies like turkey jerky, snack sticks, and some delicious seasoning for turkey burgers. I was able to sign up today when I hauled in a load of corn. So, Mark, you better sell some loads of corn to Cooper Farms to be entered into their turkey basket giveaway.
I most definitely will have to do that. Thanks, Lindsay, for the insight.
This message was brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Fort Recovery leading here 2-1, leading here in game 4, 7-2. They move on and win this game. Of course, it's over. Fort Recovery playing very impressive tonight. Again, the only thing I've seen tonight from them that's maybe a little bit iffy has been their serving. Too many service errors for the Lady Indians, but despite that, they're still leading 2-1 here and headed for a win here in this one if they keep things going. Another serve by Madeline Kadapke, dug out by Brenna Haynes, passing to Pacey Denny, smashed by Elena Cunkler, and off of Hope Wendell, and Elena Cunkler gets another kill for her. That is number 10 for Elena. Side out Jay County. Natalie Miles will go back to serve. Kylie Kloffenstein comes in to play on the front line along with Elena Cunkler and Abby Fields on the front line. Here's Miles' serve for Jay County, trailing 7-3. Jay County needs a run here. Hope Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel. She won't let it happen. Whitley Rammel, another kill. Number 12 for Whitley Rammel. Kiki Wendell will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Natalie Miles. Pacey Denny passing to the net, and that's going to be four hits. Jay County couldn't get it over on in three hits there, so point for recovery. Give Kiki a service point, and she will serve again. Let's serve, but Jay County plays it. Grace Brewster. Here's Kloffenstein hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell. Elena Cutler, a block at the net, and Elena gets a kill on that one. 9-4. Grace Brewster back to serve now for the Lady Patriots. Brewster, a long serve, too long. Over the end line. Service error. Fort Recovery side out. And going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Emma Colley. Emma bounces the ball, serves it. Good serve. Elena Cunkler to the net. Pacey Denny can't save it. Point for recovery. Give a service point to Emma Colley. That's her fourth service point of the evening. Now the official calls time. And he's going to go out and clean up the floor again. Just giving you some of the Fort Recovery kill totals here. Marissa Garkey now with 12 kills on the night. Again, Paige Fortkamp leads the team with 20 kills on the night. Whitley Rammel has 12 kills on the evening. Those are the big guns for Fort Recovery. For Jay County, Natalie Miles has 8 kills. Elena Cunkler with a total of 10 kills on the night. Madison Dirksen, she hasn't had one in a while, but she has 5 kills on the evening. Okay, the cleanup work is done. Here is Emma Colley serving again. Good serve dug out by Grace Brewster to Natalie Miles. Here's Elena Cunkler on a rather deep hit. Here's the set for Paige Fortkamp. Hits it over to Jay. Here's a smash by Madison Dirksen, and there's a kill for Madison. I said she hadn't gotten a kill in a while, and there's one right there. Again, that's number 6 for Madison. Going back to serve now is going to be Isabel Rogers. Bounces the ball. Here's the serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. On the front line to Emma Colley. Here's the set. Paige Fortkamp on the hit and hits it out of bounds. Point, Jay County. Isabel Rogers will serve again. Another good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Colley to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on a smash, and Jay County cannot return it. I'm not going to give Paige a kill on that, but a point for Fort Recovery. Making it 12-6. Lady Indians lead by 6 here in the fourth game. Lady Indians lead 2-1. Jay County won the first game. Fort Recovery's won the last two. Good serve by Paige Fortkamp. Here's the set for Madison Dirksen. And Madison got the kill. Give the assist there to Rogers. Kill number 7 for Madison Dirksen. And here is Brenna Haynes coming in to serve for Jay County. Again, Brenna is only a freshman, so she certainly has a bright volleyball future. Good serve. Deep hit by Paige Fortkamp. Grace Brewster passes it off. Jay County in disarray there, but they get it back over anyway. Here's a smash by Grace Guggenbiller, who gets a kill hitting it through a Jay County block. Grace Guggenbiller with her second kill of the evening. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Aubrey Kanapke. It's 13-7. Fort Recovery leads by 6. Good serve by Aubrey. Isabel sets. Isabel Rogers sets for Natalie Miles. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp, blocked by Madison Dirksen. Smash by Whitley Rammel. It's up in the rafters. Jay County saves it, and they can't get it over. Brenna Haynes was way back, and she just couldn't get the solid hit she needed to have, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Back to serve again is Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve. Ace serve for Aubrey. That's her second ace of the evening. It's now 15-7. Jay County's in trouble. Timeout, Jay County, by Coach Amy Dillon. We'll be back in a moment. Jay County trails 15-7 here in the fourth game.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Timeout is over for Jay County, so we'll go back to competition here. Fort Recovery, a nice, comfortable lead here, 15-7 over Jay County in game number 4. And unless Jay County can come back, and they still have time to do so, this match will be over. Still serving is Aubrey Kanapke. For Fort Recovery, Aubrey is a junior. A lot of juniors on this team. Good serve. Natalie Miles will set. Madison Dirksen. Free balls it over. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and got the kill. No, it's blocked. Jay County on the block. Must have been Madison Dirksen on the block there. And Jay County gets the point. 15-8. Back to serve is Madison Dirksen. It is an ace serve, I think. Paige Fortkamp went after that one. I think if she would have let it go, I think it might have gone out of bounds. But, hey, you know, you make the best judgment at the time. Give an ace serve for Madison Dirksen. Another good serve. Smashed by Whitley Rammel, and Whitley got the kill this time. Kill number 13 for Whitley Rammel. Makes the score 16-9. Fort Recovery up by 7. 9 points away from a win here for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell goes in to serve now for the Lady Indians. Serve in the net. Another service error. Ouch. That makes it 16-10. Lady Indians lead by 6. Going back to serve for Jay is Pacey Denny. Pacey's one of the 4 seniors for Jay County. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Kiki Wendell. To Whitley Rammel. Blocked by Elena Cutler. And Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds. Point, Jay County. Service point for Pacey Denny. And that makes it now 16-11. Only a 5-point margin. Jay County gets this point. And they're right back in this, trailing only 16-12 if they can pick this point up. A win by Jay in this fourth game would send it into the fifth and final game. Jay County won the first game, 31-29. Fort Recovery won the second, 25-9. And Fort Recovery won the third, 25-16. So Fort Recovery leading 2-1 here. Good serve. Hope Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. And Marissa gets a kill. And guess what? Another assist for Hope Wendell. Wow. You can't wait to see Coach Guggenbillers. Stats tomorrow morning on how many assists that Hope has. Here is a... I'm going to call that an ace serve for Fort Recovery. Serving now is Madeline Kanapke. That's her second ace of the night. ...18-11, Fort Recovery up by 7 here in this fourth game. Dug out by Jay County. Natalie Miles back over to Fort Recovery. Whitley Ram on a smash, blocked by Jay County. Here's a hit by Fort Recovery, a block. And I believe that was Elena Kunkler with the block. 18-12, Jay County picks up the points. And serving now is Natalie Miles. Jay County down by 6 here in this fourth game. They need a rally. They have not been able to get one here. Here's Natalie Miles' serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Paige Forkamp to the net. And there's Elena Kunkler stuffing it right back down Fort Recovery's throat. Elena Kunkler with a kill. She's definitely a key player for the Lady Patriots. Elena Kunkler is. It's a service point for Natalie Miles. She'll serve again. Here's a serve dug out by Kiki Wendell to the net. Elena Kunkler's there, and they're going to say... They're going to say Fort Recovery must have carried the ball. Point, Jay County. Another service point for Natalie Miles. It's 18-14. This is as close as Jay County's been in a while. And Fort Recovery wants time. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 18-14 over Jay County here in the fourth game. We'll return.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Excellent volleyball match tonight. Jay County trying to rally here and send it into a fifth set. Fort Recovery does not want that to happen. They want to wrap it up here right now. Fort Recovery leading 18-14. Coach Travis Guggenbiller calling timeout, trying to shift the momentum away from Jay County here. Natalie Miles serving again for Jay. Natalie, one of the four seniors on the Jay County roster. Here comes the serve. Too long. Yeah, just what Coach Guggenbiller wanted to do, kind of disrupt Natalie Miles' rhythm, and he got the job done there. Service error for Natalie. That'll send Kiki Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery. And it is a good serve. Dug out by Kloffenstein to the net. Waiting on it, smashing it right back at Jay County. It was Emma Collig, and Collig gets the kill. ...20-14, give Kiki Wendell another service point. Here comes this one, dug out by Jay County's Kloffenstein. Free balling it over is Elena Kunkler. Hope Wendell on the set. Here's the smash by Guggenbiller, and they're going to say Fort Recovery hit the ball four times. Point, Jay County. Side out, Jay County, trailing 20-15. Here's Grace Brewster, the famous Grace Brewster with the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Here's Paige Forkamp on a smash. Played off of Jay County at the net. A battle there. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell gets it back over to Jay. Grace Brewster to Pacey Denny. And Elena Kunkler across the net. A battle at the net. Fort Recovery has it. Wendell will set for Paige Forkamp. A soft hit and got the kill. That time, Paige Forkamp just using her finesse. Not the thundering kill that she's used to. Kill number 21 for Paige Forkamp. That will send Fort Recovery's Emma Colleague back to serve. Lady Indians leading 21-15. Here we go with the serve, dug out by Grace Brewster. Smashed by Madison Dirksen. A block by Grace Guggenviller. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. Also a service point for Emma Colleague. Makes it 22-15 now. That gives Fort Recovery more breathing room now, leading by 7 here in this fourth game. Good serve by Emma Colleague. Jay County's Natalie Miles on the smash, played by Kiki Wendell. Here's a set to Paige Fortkamp. And Paige, a blistering cross-court smash to pick up the point. Kill number 22 for Paige Fortkamp. 23-15 now. And once again, we need to clean up some perspiration on the floor. So we're about set to go for recovery in command here. Emma Colleague serving again. It's good again off of Grace Brewster. Natalie Miles sets for Elena Kunkler. Kunkler back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Marissa Garkey. And did not get it over the net. Right at Elena Kunkler, but it was in the net. So point Jay County. And here is Isabel Rogers to go back to serve for Jay County. Jay County trailing 23-16. They have to have a run here. They have to have a major run here. Paige Fortkamp, a smash, a block off of Jay County, off of Madison Dirksen. Paige Fortkamp gets another kill, number 23 for Paige Fortkamp. Wow, what a night for Paige. She'll go back to serve. Here's match point, 24-16, and Paige hits it in the net. That's her fourth service error of the night. But like I said before, I'm not criticizing Paige. She's one of the reasons Fort Recovery's has the lead they have, 23 kills on the night. Here's Brenna Haynes, the last gasp for Jay County. She hits it in the net. Service error, and this match is over as Fort Recovery wins the fourth game, 25-17. Fort Recovery wins the match 3-1. Again, Jay County won the first, an exciting game, 31-29. But that is all as Fort Recovery won the next three, 25-9, 25-16, and 25-17. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Fort Recovery, let's give you the stats that we have for you this evening. First of all, let's go over to Fort Recovery. By the way, again, thanks to the sponsors who made it possible for us to be here tonight. We appreciate their support of the broadcast. Kiera Wendell did not have any kills tonight, but she's a serving expert. She had a total of 6, 8, 10 service points, including one ace for Kiki. Marissa Garkey with 13 kills on the evening. Had a massive night for Marissa. Again, Marissa's only a junior. She'll be back next year. Emma Collig had a total of 4 kills on the evening. 6 service points. Correction, 8 service points for Emma Collig, including 2 aces. For Madeline Kanapke, she ended up with a total of 7 service points on the evening, including 2 aces. 1 block for Lily Luthold tonight. Paige Fortkamp, what can you say? 23 kills for Paige Fortkamp tonight to lead both teams in that category. She also had 2 service points, including 1 ace. Unfortunately, she did make a few service errors tonight, but did not cost the Indians the match at all. In fact, her 23 kills is probably why the Indians won the match tonight. Aubrey Kanapke ended up with a total of 7 service points, including 2 aces. It was Grace Guggenbiller with 2 kills and 1 block. Whitley Rammel had 13 kills on the night. Very active outside hitting, mostly outside hitting for Whitley. Hope Wendell, she ended up with a total of 1 kill. Had 8. No, let's see. Let's count these up again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 service points for Hope Wendell and 1 ace. And she had a ton of assists leading the team in that category. For Jay County, Madison Dirksen had a total of 7 kills, 5 service points, including 4 aces. How about that? 5 service points and 4 of them were aces. Elena Kunkler with 11 kills and 3 blocks. Pacey Denny had a total of 1 kill, 5 service points, including an ace. Grace Brewster with 5 service points, including an ace. Abby Fields had a kill tonight. Lyric Geringer with a service point. Isabel Rogers had 2 kills and 1 service point. Natalie Miles with 8 kills, 5 service points, and also 1 ace in those 5 service points. So the leading hitters for Jay County in the kills department, Elena Kunkler with 11 kills, Natalie Miles with 8, and Madison Dirksen with 7. Again, for Fort Recovery, Paige Fortkamp with 23 kills on the evening. Marissa Garkey and Whitley Rammel both had 13 kills on the night. Fort Recovery improves to 2-0 on the year. Jay County drops to 2-3. Again, we'll have the Fort Recovery match on Thursday night when Fort Recovery will be at Delphus St. John's. You can hear that on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and on WPGW on Thursday night at 100.9 on your FM dial. Stay tuned. We'll join the Cincinnati Reds baseball game coming up. For our studio producer, Eric Catterly, for Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good night. Congratulations to Fort Recovery. They beat Jay County tonight 3-1. They also win the JV match, Fort Recovery 2-1 in the junior varsity play.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.